One of my friends is driving me back from the 24 marathon that we just had, and he's part of the fire department, so he has to answer EMS calls.
Oh, Jesus.
And
so he took you on a tour, didn't he?
No. He was talking about some stupid people that he's come across, like stupid civilians, and he had to answer an EMS call for blunt trauma to the head. And wow. So he's tending to this guy, and the guy goes, and they're like, so what happened? And he goes, oh, my wife and me, we had a fight, and so she hit me in the head with a smoothie.
Smoothie?
They're like, what the, wait, sir, I'm not understanding, what do you mean smoothie? And he goes, the thing that you smooth out clothes with to get rid of the wrinkles. What's worse is that his sister, my friend's sister, was in the passenger seat, and she goes, huh, that's pretty funny, but wait, so what do you call those things that you smooth out clothes with? And we're just like, iron?
Oh, my goodness.
And then she goes, oh, I thought he meant, I thought he was talking about that thing that you get rid of lint with. Welcome to episode, what are we on, Al?
81.
81.
81.
Of
wow.
The TryGames.net
that'd be
podcast.
That'd 8 before 1.
The what?
An 8 before the 1.
An 8 before the 1, yeah. 81.
Check
yes.
yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
I pretty much did, and that's what I said, but I'll take your word for it.
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying people who don't know 8 before 1.
Wreck yourself! We are here with the usual cast of horses, along with one of our horses' best friends, who saved him when he was in need of a controller. So we'll introduce him first. Rob, named after a Nintendo 64 game Glover. Say hello.
Yes.
Yes. Hello, brother.
Robotic operating buddy.
No, the Nintendo 64 game Glover. Rob.
Aren't we showing our age?
Yeah.
Oh, please. I feel
Glover.
Old already.
Or is it Glover? I don't know. So that's Lob. And, of course, the person he saved with the controller, Al, the antipode, pantipode. Say hello.
Thank you.
Rob, save me and Nom!
Yeah, Nom.
And that little squealy voice over there was who?
That'd be me!
Tony, a.k.a. what animal?
Something porpoise, some whale.
Porpoise
I fucking
whale.
Don't know.
Yeah, we have a zoo, and I am Mr. Chupon, a.k.a. Austin, the host, and I'm pretty much about to go to sleep, but
yeah,
I'll stay up with smoothies. And
why are you tired?
Oh, why am I tired? Because I was participating in a 24 marathon. If you don't know what 24 is, 24 is a TV show with Kiefer. I got caught drunk driving Sutherland, and it is an awesome show. And
question.
Answer.
I had a question about that.
Answer.
The show is supposed to take place over a 24-hour period of time, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So why is that show one episode?
No, uh-huh. Each episode is 1 hour out of the 24-hour day.
So what, this show only be 24 episodes?
Yes.
Is it only 24 episodes?
Each season is a day. Is a separate
oh
day
God.
In this guy's yeah. life. And he never goes
question.
To the bathroom.
Wait, I have a better question. Why did this come up? It has nothing to do with games.
Because you asked.
You asked.
Why did you bring it up anyway?
Because you
that's
asked.
That's it, I'm putting you on the spot.
Hey. It's more interesting than most of the games that's out right now. So.
That's true. It's true.
Geralt! Well, speaking of the games that are out, we're going to start with the guest. What have you been playing? And don't talk too much about what you might be talking about later, if that's mostly what you've been playing.
Yeah, let's see. I've reactivated City of Heroes for the hell of it.
Uh-oh.
This is a great waste of time.
Mm-hmm. Or a bad one?
No, it's a good waste of time okay. because, you look up, it's 8 in the morning, and then you look up 20 minutes later, and it's like 4 in the morning. So it's fantastic.
Wait, 20 guaranteed, times 4, 3, okay.
Yeah,
it's
you're
like
guaranteed to lose at least the interest of your significant other. Few people, stop hanging out with you. But City Heroes is great. They got some double XP weekend thing going on where they give you double experience to kill stuff just to, make you pay $14.99 a month because there's no other reason to pay it. And you get to hang out with 13-year-olds who make names like the Ass Smasher. Or,
there's no moderation of that shit?
No, no. Penis Whaler. You know, you name it. You know, you team up with them.
This game is rated T for tits. That's terrible.
G for garbage. But it's a good waste of time. Other than that, I tried playing a few other games like Crysis. But the issue here with the PC is I have Vista, and please don't die. I have Vista, and Vista is not compatible with DirectX 9 because it's DirectX 10. I have video cards, however, that aren't compatible with DirectX 10, so I have a major conflict. And playing Crysis, which is already a strain on the computer, is fantastic because I can barely do anything. So I loaded up. I jumped out of a plane. I hit the ground. The game crashed. It was fantastic.
That was the whole game, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty much the whole game. Other than that, being that I am what you would call an illegal game downloader, I've played almost every game that came out, and I didn't pay anything for it.
Oh.
And most of the games, I want my money back. You know? Yeah, wow. Most of them.
What,
yeah.
And your bandwidth time?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just, I want some kind of, like, I want to be made whole. I don't know. I'll get a lawyer to play that angle whole. Somehow. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
You can get a hole drilled into you by a prison bitch.
Hey, works for me. but let's see. I haven't really played anything that's worth mentioning. Guess in case you guys don't know, there's a game out. I don't know if you saw it or like regurgitated it. It's called I can't remember. Jericho.
Oh no.
Yeah. No, you
worst
did
piece
not.
Of garbage ever made. Really bad.
But you should have saved that for a bag of shit. We would have liked to hear.
But we have a better one, man. So no.
Jericho was disgusting.
Let me disclaim right now that Tri Games Internet does not endorse nor encourage the downloading of illegal games. But when
you should. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but I do it. And I do it all the time.
I'm notifying the authorities right now, so if he has to leave the podcast, you'll know why.
Wait. But check it out. I only do it because I own the actual games.
Oh, okay. We're still going to knock you. We're knocking you now.
You know that disclaimer? Don't download unless you already have the game. I'm like, if I already had the game, why would I download this?
But it's fantastic. Because download might be better. That's why.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's true. Like Morrowind. You remember back in the day when if you get the crack from Morrowind, it ran faster? That made no sense to me. If you illegalize your purchase, your actual purchase, the game will run 20% faster.
Now, Austin, is that because the security settings on the original were like omitted for the crack version?
I don't know. I don't dabble in those arts.
It was a secure ROM. The secure ROM, the security secure software ROM. That keeps checking for your CD slows the game down dramatically.
Yeah, yep. There you go. Yeah.
Oh yeah, so yeah, kill yeah, that, no, no, and yeah. The game runs faster. That does make sense. Yeah.
So if you go out and you bootleg it or you buy it from some weirdo
digital
on 125th Street,
oh, weirdo, don't talk about my dad.
Or if you digitally download, like
that was nice awkward silence right there.
Awkward silence. Really, indeed. I'm talking about his dad. Jesus.
Like, sorry.
All right, let's move back into legal territory. Al, what are you playing?
I've been playing Life. Let's see.
You're playing Laundry.
Life.
That's what you're playing.
No, fuck you,
said
man.
Nights?
No, Life, as in living.
Oh, really?
Doing life? Overtime at work. Shut up. No,
who the hell
I don't
want to play that.
I need money. Anyway, I've been trying to finish Phoenix Wright.
Objection.
Justice for All. Yeah, and I'm on the last case, and it's freaking cool the way things tie in together at the moment. And I lost the delivery of Trials and Tribulations, which I'm trying to get reordered from Walmart. Fucking post office.
Go buy it. Walk over and buy it. It's like $10.
Well, it's not. It's actually $30. But then I got a $10 gift card because I ordered Smash Brothers when it was $19.99. It was really $49.99, and they increased the price and they canceled my order and they gave me a $10 gift card as an apology, quote unquote. So I had to use that.
So it's $39.99.
So, yeah, actually, I used that on Phoenix Wright, and I got it for $13.
Huh.
And then the post office lost it, or they delivered it to some other asshole. Oh, some asshole. And then they just said they'll send it back. They'll send it again for free. So, I also have been playing Rez HD on the 360, and I've been Area 1. That game is cool. E4, every extend extra extreme. I played that for 1 hour and 45 minutes straight and got 50 trillion points. I beat Ben's score. Remember that picture I sent you, Austin? I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, I got a higher score than that. Let's see. This morning I just played Guitar Hero 3. I downloaded the Aerosmith song because they're coming out with this new stupid Aerosmith Guitar Hero. I get whatever I can for free. And I played Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles, which starts out with Resident Evil 0, and that's like the only game I know because that's the only game I beat out of the Resident Evil series. Uh-huh. So I'm very happy about that.
You know, I think I ordered Umbrella Chronicles and it hasn't arrived yet.
Really? It should have come to you before it got to me.
Know where it is, and I'm very upset now. Mm-mm. Thank you for reminding me that I actually ordered it. But go ahead, man. Keep talking.
The last thing I played was World of Warcraft, which I always play, of course.
But
what's different this weekend is that we downed a 25-man boss last night. It was great. We did it in 3 tries. Fuck you, man. You have not experienced Epic until you've been a part of a 25-man battle versus just one monster that keeps growing.
Yeah, that's called
growing.
Prison. I mean...
Well, yeah. I'm sorry, Tony.
I'm sorry,
Al. Make sure you call a parole officer.
You shouldn't have predicated this with I'm playing life, and all of a sudden you're like listing off games you played. What the hell was that about?
Oh, because it's not as much as I could have been listing.
So you
it's only 4
more,
games. 5
but,
maybe.
But you got
2 of them are $10. What?
But you got a trillion points on every extend extra, you know.
All right. Well, I'm done. I downed that 25-man boss 3 tries.
25-man boss.
If anybody plays WoW, it was Gruul, the Dragon Killer. It was cool.
Tony, what are you playing?
It's cool.
Dark Wizard.
No, actually,
I'm gonna
answer this question truthfully, not like Al, but I have been playing life. I got a new job.
Oh my god!
I work with the I work with the criminal courts of New York City, and unfortunately, I'm also studying for the test that's coming up in May to be a senior court clerk. So I have not had time to play games, and I'm very sorry,
Tony. How can you be a senior court clerk? How long you been working in the courts?
No. It has nothing to do with experience. It has everything to do with knowledge and you know, doing that job. You could take any tests you want so long as you have the knowledge for it.
Got it.
That's all it that's all it comes down to, your knowledge of the job. So
can you imagine how many transvestites we'd have if all you had to do was take a test to like change genders? That would be very disturbing.
Very disturbing.
Okay.
Because there'd be a lot of dudes who like know how to be chicks and then they want to be chicks.
Then
they'd
fuck themselves.
Take a test.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Nasty shit.
That's a. Thank you for equating that.
He's like, anyway. I don't know what to say, so I'm going to taper off now.
Austin, what you been playing?
They gave me Bomberman Land for review.
Okay.
For PSP. I've so far in the first hour that I've played of it, my verdict is don't get it.
It's
it's a mini game collection. That's all it is.
It's not Bomberman?
It's Bomberman Land. It's a mini game collection.
It's not Bomberman? That's like 3/4 of the name right there.
Yep, it's Bomberman Land. And all you do is go around this stupid amusement park that's been decimated by some rainbow.
Oh my god. What the fuck?
That's a kill-ass rainbow.
I don't
know.
And then
what was that one for Xbox that really fucking...
Act Zero?
Shit.
No, I'm not even going to touch that one with a 20-foot pole touching a 20-foot pole.
Yeah, no, that got totally tanked. Yeah.
But this thing is, you basically go around and you're supposed to collect these special keys to unlock more of the areas. And to collect some of the keys, all you have to do is talk to people.
Nice.
And to collect other keys, you play stupid-ass minigames. If you're going to make a minigame collection... Why do you make half the keys accessible by just talking to someone?
Okay.
It's like, oh, I'm in this store, but I forgot what I'm supposed to be doing. Do you think I'm here to play a game? Yes or no. And if you answer correct, do you think I'm here to do this? Yes or no. And if you answer correct, oh, then I must be here to do this, right? Yes or no. And you answer correctly.
Oh,
thank you for helping me remember. Here's the key.
Holy shit.
They're really called,
crap game.
Bomberman Land pieces, but like it makes more sense if I talk as if they were keys. But they're like, here's the key. And then like the other mini games are shit like whack-a-mole and then jump rope.
That has and then everything like, to do with Bomberman.
And then, like, a little go-kart race that's nothing like Mario. It's really, really stupid and juvenile and a time waster. You're better off playing, like, Raving Rabbids. I was actually talking to former GameSpot freelancer Frank Provo online. He's reviewing that game for his new site. And, like, he was like, the DS version is much better. And I can imagine that's probably because it does all this touchscreen shit. But then he said the Wii version was crap.
Really?
Yeah. And, like... It's like, how can you mess the Wii version up if you know, you're doing stupid minigames? And then now, with the PSP, you've got the face buttons. You can't do anything special with them, so you make me play Whack-A-Mole.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Awesome. Yeah, what the fuck indeed.
But hopefully it gets better. I don't know. It probably won't. And that's
now, why
all...
did he say the DS was better as opposed to the Wii? Did you like
probably because
that?
It is. I don't know. I would imagine that maybe they just did that right, and then they just did the Wii version wrong. I mean, the DS version is already up to Bomberman Land Part 2.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how... Like, Bomberman Land, I believe, came first on the DS, like, a while back.
Uh-huh.
And...
No, I wasn't talking about Bomberman. I was talking about Raving Rabbids.
No, he was talking... No. He was talking about Bomberman Land, not Raving Rabbids.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying in general...
Okay, yeah,
like,
sure.
Why would you play Bomberman Land on the PSP when you could play something like Raving Rabbids?
Oh, okay.
Or even WarioWare or something.
I thought you said they made Raving Rabbids on DS and that
oh,
was
no,
better.
No. Oh, no. I think they did somehow, but that's a story for another Jack Thompson.
I'm sorry. Moving on.
Yeah. Let's move on to the news. On to the news, and this first one is a little bit tragic, but I don't know if this has been updated. Family fears Call of Duty led to Marines' disappearance. Now, the headline itself might cause people to be like, oh, they're blaming video games again, but it's not really like that.
No, it's not.
Basically, what happened was this former Marine was playing Call of Duty, and the family members think that it, quote, may have triggered some unpleasant war memories. And that shit is just scary. Like, I'm sure that hit him, that kind of made him snap or whatnot, if anything. But then he just kind of left his cousin's house and just disappeared. Just left.
Damn. Is he on a bell tower with a sniper rifle?
I hope not.
Is he holding up in a house? With
I mean, he's all right.
Austin, I'll let you read it, and then I'll give you my response because, anyway, go on.
According to relatives, Hall suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, stemming from... Oh, by the way, this is from Game Life from Ernest Cavalli. Okay. So, blah, 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 stemming from an incident in Iraq in which a friend of his was killed and his leg was irreparably wounded.
Mm-hmm.
His relatives cite strange behavior prior to his disappearance as evidence of their claims, including recent occurrences of Hall, quote, using his hand like a gun to shoot imaginary people. Authorities have yet to comment on either the family's claims or the status of the search. While I commiserate with Hall's family, I believe their attribution of his motives to Call of Duty is somewhat premature. Certainly the title is realistic, and no one doubts that Mr. Hall could have had an adverse reaction to his prior hellish ordeal, but the causation they have drawn between the two feels similar to a grief-stricken family searching for any possible explanation as to why they've lost a loved one. Well, that's what they're doing.
Well...
Our sympathy, but it's too early to pin this one on the game, at least until Fox News hears about it.
Yeah, oh, God,
so what were you going to say, Tony?
I was going to say, first of all, if someone's having post-traumatic stress disorder, which is also known as shell shock, they wouldn't want to play a war game, would they?
I don't know.
No, they wouldn't. Unless they wanted to...
I don't think you've ever had it.
I'm just saying, in general, I live with a World War II veteran. And I, you know, he watches a lot of History Channel, and although it makes him sad, it's amazing to him that he relived the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this guy is supposedly damaged by the war because he saw his friend killed, right? Mm-hmm. You would think that if he saw his friend killed, he would not play a game which depicts warlike violence, right?
It depends.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just saying, he would not play that, and if he disappeared, is that really the game's fault? No. It's not.
Okay. So, that's exactly why I said this. It sounds like they're, like, I don't know. I don't go into this whole thing black and white. I don't think saying something like this is necessarily saying, oh, this, I'm going to blame this game. It's bad. No, I mean, like, okay, maybe the word blame is what it what they're doing. Okay, but, I mean, it's not unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not unfathomable. It's not something that's like that. I don't think, at least, maybe I'm too trusting of these guys down in Florida. I don't think I am, because it just makes sense. I mean, this type of shit. Like, who's to say that the guy that you live with, perhaps may, you know, one day if he's watching that channel, maybe it might trigger something in him. You know, we're not going to say that, oh, you'd think that he wouldn't want to watch it, because right now, you just said, he watches the History Channel.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. I mean, if he had it within him to do it anyway, then you really can't blame an outside... I mean, like, you can't blame this new stimulus. I mean, this guy was in war, okay? This guy was in a... I'm sorry?
I don't think... Say that, Al. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I don't think they're blaming it. They're just saying that, you know, he... This is a possible factor into
that it attributed...
Well, I guess it attributed. You make it sound active, like the game.
Well, no,
like
they make it sound
them,
active.
Like
they're naming something that he played.
But that's what I'm. That's what I'm saying is that when I read this article, that's not how I took it.
Oh, really? Oh,
no.
I took it that
I take
way.
It to see. No, not at all. Because they're just saying, look at it exactly how they're wording it. Look at it. Have triggered some unpleasant memories. They're not saying, oh, this game made him disappear.
Okay,
you know?
But the headline says, Family Fears Call of Duty Led to Marine's Disappearance. And that's the catch line. And that's just, I mean, it's improper. I mean, like, you can't actually discern whether this was the cause. So,
that was all he did.
I'm sorry?
Maybe that was all he did. He went home. He was like, oh, man, I can't wait to play Call of Duty. Oh, my dude was talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but he could have went home and jerked off. It's the same fucking thing. I mean, like,
then the article would have said, Family Fears, Masturbation Led to Marine's Disappearance.
This is it. I mean, like, instead of jerking off, they said Call of Duty. Maybe that was his Call of Duty. I mean, like, he went home.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, like, listen, I mean, I know you want to grab people's fears and inhibitions, you know, Family Fears, Call of Duty Led to Marine's Disappearance and stuff. You want to blame something. Right there, you want to blame something. So you read further, and then you realize, well, you can't really blame. But that's my problem with it. You really shouldn't start it with that. I think this should have been rephrased as Family Fears, Marine disappeared due to shell shock after playing Call of Duty.
I don't see how it's that much different, honestly. And especially since this is a gaming blog.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're taking the topic of the game to talk about the game. That's otherwise it wouldn't appear on this.
Oh, I mean,
so they have to relate it to the audience somehow. And that
I know. Sensationalism sells. I mean, really. And
I don't think
know
he's being sensationalist either. Like, if you read the article, he's just like, I don't agree with him either. He's like on your side, the guy who's writing the article.
Yeah. No. I understand that, but I don't agree with the title. That's what I'm getting to.
I mean, every year, guys, there's one of these, you know, like, it's all like back to the whole dog that told me to shoot Rick Dees. You know what I mean? I mean,
Disco Duck Rick Dees? No
like,
way!
I mean, Jody Foster made me shoot this guy. Yeah. I mean, like, it's just somebody to blame. I mean, I've never got up and said, you know, I just finished, like, running people over in Grand Theft Auto. Let me jump in my car that I paid too much money for and go run somebody over. I think that's just, like, we need someone to blame. Let's see. What can I think of? Okay, I have a box of Airheads here. I can't blame that. Let's blame the video game. Yeah, the DS. The DS enticed me here. The DS made me kill someone. You know, it's always better than saying I'm crazy.
That reminds
you know,
me of
it's
the...
funny. It's funny that you said, let me get in a car that I paid too much money for. If you were really Grand Theft Auto, you would have paid no money for your car. So,
I mean, and even that's too much money.
Even that's too much money.
It doesn't have realistic
my insurance
car physics.
Go
listen,
up.
Listen, if I steal a car, my whole goal is to get that shit somewhere and chop it up. I'm not worried about running somebody over. Like, I just got the car. Good shit. Bam. Meet everybody and bring attention to the police. Because if I think that if you actually did that, they would have stars appear above your fucking head. I'm serious. And cops would really come.
You know,
because
that's right.
It's true. It's just not. It's not. People always find games to blame. You know. I remember the DOA was blaming people for the degradation of women, and like Luke videos don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But they enhanced women.
Oh yes, they really did with the jiggly titties. But I mean, like, this is just something to blame. They can't say he's crazy. They want to find someone to blame. So if he does end up on a bell tower shooting people, they can say, "Not us. Call of Duty. Not bad genes. You know, not bad genes. You know what I mean? It all comes back to that.
Yep.
So I mean, that's nice and all, but he'll be fine. He'll probably pop up somewhere at a Call of Duty or SOCOM contest. He'll probably get high score on it and call it a night.
He's probably under his bed. Yeah. He's under his bed. His mom goes, "Oh shit. You were here all the time." He's like, "Yeah, I'm hungry."
You know? Yeah, he's probably in the basement right now watching porn. He don't want nobody to know. I mean, it's all right. He'll be okay.
I don't know. I mean, we're not gonna come together on this one. I just still think that it's not that.
Oh shit.
We had some technical difficulties. Al's dreads dropped off. I don't know if you had anything to say while we were discussing this thing again.
I was saying it reminded me of the gang story where every gang house you find a video game console.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. Like, when I compare this one to, like, the articles that actually, like, seek to blame shit, I just don't see it as that. And, like, maybe a rewording would have satisfied some people. I know it would have satisfied you, it sounds like, Tony.
Definitely.
But I don't – I think that if there's a problem with having the game's title in here at all, like, then people – you know, people aren't going to be satisfied no matter how you reword it. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong. A headline needs to cut to the heart of the story, and this is literally the heart of the story. The family fears that the game led to his disappearance, and that's that. You know,
they're not blaming it.
They're not saying this game is bad. They're not saying They're not saying, "Oh, Call of Duty made Marine go away."
Yeah. I understand that. The problem is that this showed up on a video game site only because it had to deal with a video game. I mean, they could have said that he was shell-shocked. He was showing different patterns ever since he came back from the war. I mean, these are the people that raised him. They know him well, okay?
Yeah, maybe,
and he was showing different patterns.
He suffered from post-traumatic, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he was shell-shocked. I mean, he showed different patterns, and not necessarily that the game set him off, but that he was set off already, and then he just played this game and just disappeared.
Then, sir, I suggest you write a letter to Mr. Ernest Cavalli on this gaming website. The thing is that when you know an audience, like, you know that this gaming website is for gamers, and, like, people...
Right, yeah.
Most of the people, at least, that I'm, you know, that I would talk to aren't going to jump... They're going to know that he's on our side in terms of games.
No. I
they know
I
that
totally
he's not
understand.
Trying to be,
yeah.
like... "Oh, I'm going to blame the game on this one. Let me write a crazy headline."
Right.
Because
no.
he is a freaking gamer. He's
but
writing
he's
it for the gamers.
This, right? Yeah, he's reporting this headline. It's not his headline, right?
No, this is his headline on the blog.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And right, and there's another... It links to the original source story, which doesn't even mention the game in the headline.
Oh,
so
really?
It's not like this is all over the news as a game-related thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It says, "Family fears missing Marine does not want to be found on another site." But on the gaming site, you know, they want us to read it, so they're saying, "Hey,
they'll
look,
throw anything in there, yeah. Like Animal Crossing led to Marine's disappearance." I mean,
it led to everybody's disappearance.
You know how? No, that would actually lead to a disappearance. You'll probably go to a fucking cave and play that all day and not come out.
No, it's true. Yeah,
we're gonna skip over some of the news stories. I'll mention them in passing because time is really short. But there's one story: Netflix might be coming to consoles. Blah 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 blah. I don't give a shit. More money for them. That's fine.
Uncool. Whatever. BioShock.
BioShock being squeezed into cell phones equally as shit. And just take time to mention that this was posted by
Susan. Mr. Bubbles.
Mr. Bucket. Bucket of fun.
Mr. Bubbles.
Here's a pretty noteworthy one. The Guitar Hero 3 disc swap plan leaves gamers discless. May have remembered that we were talking about a little problem with the stereo output
Indeed.
On the Wii version of Guitar Hero 3. Now, they said, okay, we fucked up. If you send in this form, and this disc, then you'll get a new disc that does have stereo sound. Apparently, that's not the case. Here's what the Kotaku article by Michael McWhirter, apostrophe boy, says. When Activision shipped Guitar Hero 3 Legends of Rock for Wii, sans promise Dolby Pro Logic surround sound, audiophiles were pissed. Rightly so, we thought the ensuing replacement plan, which would provide affected Wii owners settled with mono sound with a replacement disc, was welcome, but it was soon followed by the bitter taste of bad customer service. Now that those seeking a remastered copy of Guitar Hero 3 are getting their fulfillment forms, they probably find themselves thrice screwed. Seems Activision will take a good 3 to 4 weeks to supply Wii owners with a working-as-promised copy, and only after they've sent in their current discs. No doubt those in possession of the Wii version of the game will enjoy staring at their empty DVD cases for a good month. And this is kind of shit, because I'm pretty sure that they were, you know, supposed to get these things a lot earlier. I'm looking at the link to the bad customer service link in this story, and apparently what happened is that a lot of people's personal emails were exposed to the recipients of a customer service update from Activision on Guitar Hero 3 issues. So this was so what I just read now was the second thing that happened in this whole thing, and the original news story that I read was the third thing. So that's three. First, no stereo. Second, they spam when they try to give back to their customers. They spam and they show people's email. And then third, there's this whole thing where they still have to wait, and they can't get the game back unless they send it first, which is totally unlike another music rhythm games policy. Which one would that be, Al?
That's Rock Band.
And what does it do?
Well, they hold money on your credit card, but then they send you the product first, and they give you a certain number of days to send it back.
And how fast...
It's honestly better.
Right. And how fast... Well, not you, because you got... You got took in a long time, which was terrible grammar.
Oh, yeah, and I got skated.
Yeah. But you got skate out of waiting, and I got it back in 2 days.
Yeah.
As opposed to how many weeks? With the three to four weeks? Mm-mm-mm. That's terrible. They're a bunch of knuckleheads. Any comments on this before we skip on the next couple?
No!
EA extends NFL exclusivity until 2013.
Monopoly!
Yay.
Next!
Yay.
Oh, here's one we should talk about. The headline is from Luke Plunkett on Kotaku. The headline says, "Say, did you know how many Wii games suck?"
Ooh, I know.
Almost all of them? Yeah, pretty much.
That's why my Wii lays on my desk collecting dust. Yeah!
Hey, man, there are plenty of good games to play on it, and, like, there's no excuse for people to not go out and get these games, but at the same time, the ratio of these games to what you see on the shelf is... Ugh. I'm trying to think of a console that did this worse. The only one I can think of is...
Jaguar.
Huh?
Jaguar, remember
Jaguar.
That?
No, it never had any good games to begin
32X.
With.
32X. 32X.
It had, like, two games.
No.
It cost $500.
I should explain. I should explain and clarify that we're talking about a successful console that is so successful.
That
its shells become bloated.
DS.
The Jaguar and the 32X didn't have good games, but their shells weren't bloated with it because there were so few games to begin with. We're talking about, oh, shit, Resident Evil 4, Metroid Prime 3, Zelda, Super Mario Galaxy, and then Carnival Games. And then Ninja Bread Man, and then Happy Feet, and then every single Disney
and
game
Mama
under
Cooking,
the sun,
bitch.
And then Cookie Mom is actually supposed to be pretty decent.
Yeah.
And then all this other shit, and then oh look, let's port all these PSP games to Wii. Oh, Alien Syndrome or whatever the fuck that is. Yeah, let's port that over. Oh, this is gonna be Medal of Honor Vanguard. Let's just mail this one in. You know, it's like the only ones that I can think that did this either almost as bad or worse are the PS2 in like its kind of height in the height of its popularity, or the Game Boy Advance. I'm pretty
sure
the
Saturn.
Nope, it had quite a few bad games, but it had some really good gems, and it didn't. I don't think it had enough in any ways to bloat shelves.
Okay.
Especially considering how much Sony kind of beat the pants off of Sega. No, I don't think it even had the money to do that.
TurboGrafx.
All TurboGrafx games were like either made by Hudson or
they were just
they
bad.
They paid Hudson a whole lot of fucking money.
Keith Courage,
of course, because Bonk's Adventure was like, was that their biggest selling game? By the way,
probably.
I don't know,
it was
but
the
I,
most famous.
I don't know, but I don't think that console was even successful enough to have such a bloated shelf of like garbage, you know.
Okay.
Like I'm talking about, like you go into the store and you have to look really hard to find Super Mario Galaxy because one box among like 20,000 boxes of like fucking Ninja Bread Man.
You had mentioned the DS when it came out.
No, the Game Boy Advance.
Game Boy. Oh,
the DS when you mean earlier?
Yeah, when it came out.
Yeah, when it came out, it didn't have that many good games, but it didn't have that many games. Period.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that wasn't the problem. And then, like, finally when it hit its stride, now it's coming out with kind of shitty games, but I think really the Wii is the biggest offender currently. Hey, Al, you want to read this one, since this is your sperm child?
Sure, why not? Smash Brothers That's sales nasty. Top 1 million.
Awesome, let's move on. Just kidding. Continue.
Hey, hey. Anyhow, score one for the hardcore gamers.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Well, sales of Super what?
Well, the question is, which Smash Brothers are they talking about? Because I still know dudes who go out and buy the old one.
Oh, this they're is talking the about Wii the Wii one for in Japan.
In Japan.
Oh, okay. Because I still know dudes who are, like, in the stores, like, do you have Smash Brothers for 64? I'm like, are
64?
You
serious?
Wow.
Yeah. Then, do you have Smash Brothers for GameCube? Yeah, you got people... You got people who, like, asking for stuff that don't even exist. You know, like, you got Smash Brothers for PSP? I mean, you got, PSP. Like...
It's called Power Stone Collection.
Oh, wow. Power Stone. Ew, I have nothing else to
Smash
say.
Smash Brothers right. Foot.
So anyway, let me finish this up.
Oh, God.
Sales of Super Smash Brothers Brawl have reached 1.08 million units in Japan in the 11 days since the game's launch, yep. Reports Reuters. That officially makes Brawl the fastest-selling Wii game in Japan. Woohoo. The data is based off of Interbrain's numbers, not the media creates sales that we report here on
Hello,
here
cat.
Game Life. But I
the cat likes that.
Much, I doubt there will be much discrepancy when the next week's sales results hit on Wednesday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Super Smash Bros. Will be released on March 9th here. Can you stand
wow,
it?
Wow, March
9th.
Yeah, I can stand it.
Can
so
you
I can see
dig
I
it?
Can, if it comes out on March 9th, I can see March 11th them saying family fears that Smash Brothers led to Marie's disappearance.
It's also coming out on the anniversary of the of Biggie Smalls' death, which is contentious for me, so I'm not going to buy it. No.
Can you dig it?
This yeah! makes me Fuck happy. Off. Mass Effect coming to PCs this May. Haha.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so that was I'm... intended. So.
Huh?
Huh?
Okay, but what? Besides his nonsensical bullshit, the press release said they tossed our way reveals that the PC version will see some updates not present in the 360 version. Most yes. notably, better graphics and controls that have been optimized specifically for keyboard and mouse. Thank God. Which are you getting Mass Effect on which platform, if at all?
I am a probably anytime
you
guys
have
hit
a 360,
me,
I forget.
From a PC perspective, I'm the guy who forgoes consoles for PC.
Okay. Hero!
Because every time they make a game and then they put up a PC, they kind of put stuff in that they didn't have in the other one. Like
yeah.
Jade, what was that? Jade Empire?
Yeah.
A few games. So it's just better just wait. You know what I mean? So,
Tony, what about
yeah,
you?
Yeah, so... I'm one of the people who are really glad to see Mass Effect. I saw it on my Xbox 360 that my friend bought over, and I thought it was good, but I said I'll hold out.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see it's coming out.
Yeah, I was thinking they would do it, but...
Yeah,
huh?
He has a point. I mean, like, seriously, every game that comes out on PC after 360 has more.
Yeah.
I mean, so why wouldn't you wait? I would hope so.
I hope that they do that, because sometimes they do
Gears
sloppy ports.
Gears of War, even though they added... Brumac or even though most people said that it was a cheesy battle and stuff like that, they added something. I mean,
they
and
added
they
it,
will...
and I think it plays better.
Oh well, I mean, first of all, you're talking about from a mouse perspective.
Yeah, of course,
everything on PC will play better as far as mouse. You can't compare that. But
bring on the flames. We can take them because you're wrong.
Huh?
Because a lot of people are going to say, no, dual analog is better.
Are they silly?
Here's the thing. How about downloadable content? That's the best thing. You know, any game that comes out for the PC, there's mm-hmm. some geek somewhere who makes the game better.
What you're talking about is open-ended gaming as far as PC is concerned. Yeah, open-ended gaming.
I still could play StarCraft because there's some guy who made an update for it like yesterday.
That's right.
Who turned StarCraft into Mass Effect.
And that's
there's
the
people
same.
Out there who have that kind of skill.
That's the same thing with Diablo 2.
Any game that comes out for PC, no matter how bad it is, can be changed. I'll buy the Awesome Twins, like, Magical Vacation.
Oh, God.
And it'd be the best first-person shooter of all times. You know what I mean?
Oh, my
PC
God.
PC games is where it's at, you know? Unfortunately, the best RPGs will never hit a PC.
Yeah.
We understand that. And the ones that did come over were shit. Final Fantasy. So, I mean, like, it's like, you know... We got to deal with certain things, but for first-person shooters and shit like that, please bring on the PC. I'm with it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's good news.
So no, you're going to get it on PC. Tony, would you get the 360 one since you do own a 360 now, or are you going to wait for wait for your PC to get fixed?
I kind of agree what Rob was saying. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, you could do so much with a PC game than you can do with a console game because it's like kind of set in stone, right, except for the downloads.
But Mass Effect specifically, like, are you itching to play it now, or are you going to wait?
Actually, I'm not. I've heard.
Or are you even interested in the game at all?
No, not at all. But I am interested in fucking, what's that game? Mercenaries 2, which is never going to come out. Too Human, which is going to come out next.
Both of which are not Mass Effect.
I am interested in all these games except Mass Effect. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm not interested.
Yeah. So let's move on then. Al has gone to haul a laundry bag. So we're going to continue without him. I'm going to gloss over this real quick because, again, time. But
time,
Mike Capps,
sure,
who is the CEO of Epic, who made Gears of War, says, talent without business is dangerous. Duh! John Romero and Ion Storm are fucking evidence of that. Mm. But this is that's basically the point he was trying to make at Developers Conference. Yeah, when you go into a building and say design is law and you start to make games without having any semblance of business organization, you're done. Here's some happy news for Sony. PS3 sells 1 million in the UK faster than PS2.
Huh.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I think the PS2 itself was having supply issues when it first came out. I don't know if that affected the UK, though. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
That's apples and oranges, too. Like, I mean, PS2, PS3, of course it's going to sell faster. The new stuff always sells faster.
Well, no, yeah. I think they said. I think they mean that.
No,
in
opening
when it came
day,
out.
Yeah,
yeah, when the PS2
day,
came
yeah.
out, and that was new. It sold
at
a certain...
I mean, I'm actually one of the older people who remember when the PS2 came out. And it wasn't great advertising. It really wasn't. This one, it got shit with bust through walls
and
you got
baby.
Like all this stuff
and
happening.
A baby.
It made me want to go outside and steal someone's car to sell it for a PlayStation 3. So, I mean, mm-hmm. like, the advertising this time around was crazy because they had to compete with Xbox. They had to compete with all kinds of stuff. Right. Yeah, they compete with the Wii. The advertising was kind of weird. You know what I mean? So, I can see it. You know what I mean?
Al, how do you feel about your dick hanging to the left?
Feels good.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Al has returned from laundry hauling. This is we were talking about PlayStation 3 selling faster than the PS2 when it launched in the UK. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It sold its first 1 million faster in the UK. Mm-hmm. Thoughts, Al?
Wow.
Good to have you back, man.
Whoa!
No, I'm like,
we're back.
I'm serious,
it's Al.
next.
Well, it looks like the Ontario government is going to fund a new Silicon Knights game, probably because they're having enough trouble with their lawsuit against Epic. Mm. This is like your Manitoba story from like a few months ago, Tony. Kind of mm-hmm. like when, I forgot what studio that was, but the government... Do you think that we'd ever reach a point in the States where this would happen? Where, like, a state would actually fund a game development?
That is exactly, yeah. Yeah, well, we won't do that because I told you it's about brain drain. They don't want their smartest programmers going from Canada to the United States or anywhere else that develops
Canada.
Games. It's like
you're
India.
Exactly right. Before you go on, let me just read this line here. It echoes exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. Last year, Dennis Dyack, who is the founder, who is one of the big pieces of Silicon Knights, said that game development subsidies from the neighboring province of Quebec were insane and causing a brain drain from Ontario. Mm-hmm. So this is not just from Canada to the United States. This is from province to province within Canada.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. But yeah, totally right.
I have to explain what brain drain is.
Do that for the people
originally,
who might not know.
Originated from India when doctors would graduate over in India and come to the United States.
Uh-huh, right.
So
right.
they lost all their, promising surgeons.
Right.
Doctors, practitioners, everything came over to United States. And now we have outsourcing, which is a new word.
Oh,
and
God.
Now we're putting people over in India.
Reverse brain training.
Yeah.
So It's like, reverse brain drain. But that's what brain drain is. They don't want their smartest programmers or anybody coming from Canada to go to the United States or to Japan. Or, they want to keep them there, and that's why they fund them. And I think we should do the same.
Yeah, let's see. What's the next one? Ah, Suda51 wants to make Mario with guns.
Yeah, that's not going to make any sense.
Mark Wilson on Kotaku reports... Grasshopper Studios' Goichi Suda is pretty comfortable about making violent video games, like Bloody Lightsaber Fest, No More Heroes, and also, what's it called, Killer 7. They didn't mention that, but yeah. So he was recently asked by Nintendo Official Magazine UK if he'd consider making titles for a younger crowd. I want to make a Super Mario game for adults. Maybe Mario could wear an Italian suit and have a machine gun. But Nintendo probably wouldn't like that idea. This guy's fucking crazy! I don't think I'd like to see that.
Wow, that's kind of bad. That's like Mother Teresa in porn. I can't see it, bro.
Mother Teresa. Wow. Doing the brain
I mean,
thing.
Like not just any porn. I mean, real nasty porn and like real nasty, like dirty porn, hanging from the ceiling porn. I just can't see it.
Bukkake Bliss.
If I saw Mario with a Mother gun, Teresa. I'd play it and just feel guilty. Like I think I'd go to church. I'm serious. I hope it stays like Mario stays. It's like who's next, Jesus? I mean, like let it rock. I don't know. Let me know how it goes, fellas.
I don't understand. I mean, like, why is this for adults? Because they made it so kiddie to begin with, but adults enjoy Mario to begin with. I mean, like, okay, so why don't you
I'm
just...
I'm really hoping he's being facetious.
I'm sure, but, like, if you want to make him adult, have his dick hanging out his overalls. I mean, like, what more adult do
you want? Hey, Mario, did you stuff a roll of socks down your overalls?
I mean, I pretty much assume you guys have played Mario before, and Mario was always adult. He starts the game out, no explanation whatsoever. You go and you jump on people's skulls.
That's right.
And then you
eat magic mushrooms.
No, wait.
Yeah,
you don't...
You eat mushrooms. Wait. You travel through pipes.
I have to
interrupt. You know, offer some ass. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I mean,
you
it was always adult.
Wait a minute. You don't become adult until you eat that mushroom. That's when
pretty
you
much.
Know you're adult.
Pretty much. It's true.
It's
funny
me.
Thing is, I think the whole
it's
game, I think the whole game was in his mind. I think he just had one mushroom, and that whole shit played out while he was sitting somewhere, zoned the fuck out.
Well, that
this
would
is
be,
what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that would be Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah,
so it was in his mind.
Yeah.
It's me. I'm so high.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Mario Brothers 2, the second
my
trip.
Game.
Mario Sunshine was his time in rehab. I'm telling you, like that whole he's always been a drug addict.
This crack is just what I needed. Smoke up.
Dickhead.
Oh my god.
Smoke
next
up.
Thing you know it's gonna be like what's his fucking name? His name escapes me. Tecmo Ninja.
Oh, Itagaki?
Yes, Itagaki is gonna wanna make like a Mario game
Tecmo
where
Ninja.
He like does drugs and he like
beats on women,
fights women with big titties.
What the fuck? Go do laundry.
No. Anyway,
following on the heels of our little segue into PC gaming and why it's better, or so many of us think.
This
in an effort to, this is a rumor, an alliance is forming to save PC gaming. This is reported by Ernest Cavalli on GameLife. In an effort to save the, quote, dying PC platform, a group of companies has decided to form what has been dubbed the PC Gaming Alliance. According to a report in the San Jose Mercury News, the Sejuminate piece claims that the group will announce this alliance at next week's GDC. Companies involved with the supposed alliance include Intel, Microsoft, AMD, ATI, and NVIDIA, as well as other small unnamed firms. The PC Gaming Alliance would exist to reverse the perceived downfall of PC gaming, as seen in the recent NPD numbers. By making PC gaming a more unified and standardized experience for PC gamers, the absence of which, they feel, is the main advantage consoles have over PCs. this is self-explanatory. I just wonder if it'll work. Because everyone likes to say that PC gaming's dead. I don't think it's dead. I just don't think it's mainstream, and it'll always remain where it is. I mean, Ethan's made the point continuously. There is a PC in, like, very many people's homes.
From a PC perspective of a guy who likes PCs exclusively, it's right. They are dying. I mean, I used to run at CompUSA and buy overpriced games every day after work.
And it was like, I always know that the newest games were out. I'd always run over there and have to listen to the geek talk to me for like 40 hours about the new games. And I'd go over and I'd buy one, right? Mm-hmm. But lately, it's like you had to go down a dark alleyway in a staircase that smells like piss to buy a PC game. It's the truth. There's no PC games that's out anymore. It's like, I actually did this and I felt like crying. I went to the store and I saw the PC version of Guitar Hero and I saw my Wii version of Guitar Hero, and I bought the Wii version, and I went home feeling like shit because I realized, like, I just traded on a PC. I turned my back on the PC, and as I walked out the store, I turned around, looked at the box, and the box said, "Wow, man, what the fuck?" You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know what to say. I said, "I'm sorry, dude, but my TV is bigger than my monitor." So I bought them. It's true. The PC games, they're not as good as they used to be. They don't have the same ports. And when they do put them out, it's kind of like the end of Morrowind. Do you care when you ended it?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, do you give a damn? They put a PC game out years after everyone's done with it. You got some guy sitting behind you already did this in the Xbox version. Look at the leather. Yeah. Go down here. Make it right here. You know? So it's like, they need to put out games before. Or they need to do what they used to do before and just throw out random games. Like, I don't care if you make Tomb Raider 1000. Just throw random games out there, and we'll decide if we want to play it. I mean, I knew PC games were going to go down anyway because, I mean, as soon as a PC game comes out, I can download it. As soon as a PC game comes out, someone will come to my house with a copy that's written in black marker. You know what I mean? Mass Effect in black marker. So, I mean, like, no one really, like, buys PC games anymore. But at the same time, they just keep making them. They shouldn't just, like, whole production of it, you know what I mean?
Disclaimer, Trigames does not does not condone illegal downloads. Please make a note of that.
Well, I only own the original cart. Yeah.
But do you really think it's dying from a business perspective? I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah,
that...
man. The games that's out there, they're not like they used to be. I used to check the racks every Friday, and now it's like I forget to, like, you know, there's PCs at all. Like, I use my PC to go on and check MySpace. I remember the last time I went on and played a game, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm playing games like City of Heroes because there's nothing else out there.
That game's been out for a long time.
Because I don't know. I mean, like, are the RTS market is still a very viable one, and there are a lot of good ones out there. And it's like, I know that people like to say that the shelves aren't that lined, and then people come in with MPD numbers, which are coming up, by the way. They come in with, oh, PC games didn't sell that well. Do those people fucking realize that Steam and other downloadable distribution, digital distribution outlets don't report those numbers? So it's like, you know, it's like taking a survey of the entire nation's habits, and you only survey, like, Texas. Then everybody would be carrying a gun, you know? So it's like, I don't think that paints the correct picture. And I'm not saying what you're saying. I'm saying what like the things like the MPD numbers are saying, you know? It doesn't paint the correct picture. And, like, when Steam releases its Steamworks to developers so that developers can see how many people are downloading their games, then we'll know just how well the market's doing. Maybe it is dying, but I don't think we can say that now. And all the people who hate PCs are like, oh, PC gaming stupid is dying. You don't know shit until you actually, like, see the real numbers. So I think it's, you know, this is what Cliffy B from Gears of War says. He says it's in disarray. And maybe that's a better descriptor that I'd, you know, be more inclined to agree with. I don't think it's dying necessarily. Like,
so what's the alliance plan to do about games?
I don't know. They didn't really discuss.
Are they
going to
get on
that.
TV and say, "Would you kindly buy PC games?"
Would you kindly? Hey, listen. Do not blow the ending, please.
Here's what Cliffy B said, and after I read this, I want to see what you guys have to say, because I know me and Rob pretty much talked about this mostly, but he says, in a recent interview, Epic Games, and again, this is Game Life, Ernest Cavalli, Epic Games lead designer Cliffy B explained why Epic is focusing so heavily on console development, recently stating bluntly, the PC is just in disarray. According to Blazinski, PC gaming simply has no room for the first-person shooter titles his firm is famous for, which sucks because they control better on PC. I don't care what anybody says. He states, what's driving the PC right now is Sims-type games and WoW and a lot of stuff that's in a web-based interface. You can just click on it and play it.
Maple Story.
Don't assume his words are an indication of an inherent hatred of the PC platform, though, as he also points out that the most crucial issue is the money to be earned via the various platforms. I think people would rather make a game that sells 4.5 million copies than a million, and Gears of War is at 4.5 million right now on the 360. In order to save myself the incredibly stupid blah 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 blah. Okay, this is just him blogging and stuff that I don't care about what he's writing. But before I end my thoughts on this, I'd just like to say that another thing that's contributing to this is exactly what you said, Rob, is people download that shit.
Yeah.
And like, is this another laundry call?
Hmm?
Oh, no, it's not. I saw the IM window flashing, and I thought you went to get laundry again.
You're quiet, so you must be doing laundry.
I don't have to do anything else.
No. But the Game Slaves radio podcast said had an episode on piracy. I think it was episode 38 or something that they discussed this. That anyone, and of course I'll give you the plug at the end of the episode. Don't worry, Pete. That you guys should go check out if you haven't listened to it yet. So that's a pretty interesting discussion. But what's your guys' takes on this? You non Rob and non Austin.
You Tony.
Why me?
You Al.
All right, fine. I really don't care. No, I care. But I'm playing WoW, and I can't bring myself to play anything else. But that's partially because my computer's just not up to snuff. Like, I don't have a DVD ROM that works in my computer, so I can't play Command Conquer. Mm-hmm. I really don't see any reason to buy anything else at the moment. I do want Crysis, but I don't know when I'm going to actually get around to playing it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, as long as WoW keeps getting maintained and it's interesting to me, my PC gaming is all set. I did download Psychonauts for GameTap, but I haven't gotten around to playing it.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully, and there's always, like, every week or something like that, they got more games that they have for free on GameTap. Well, which means less games I gotta go out and buy. Yeah.
I gotta ask you something about that though. Are you sure that that you can still play Psychonauts now? Because I'm pretty sure that the GameTap free titles are free for a certain period of time, and just because you download it doesn't mean that you can keep on playing them. They're free for you to play while they're free.
Yeah.
Or,
like the end of the
year. Is this one like free for a while?
No, it's free like till December 31st.
It's free till okay. So you have that's good. You do have a full year. Okay.
Yeah, I got like.
I got scared for a second. I'm like, you downloaded a while ago.
No, I downloaded Psychonauts 2 days ago.
Oh, only 2 days ago. I see. Okay.
Yeah, the last game I downloaded was Daikatana, which I need to get rid of because it's burning a hole in my computer. Yeah.
I love GameTap. But Tony, what about you? Like, do you think it's dying? You think it's
I think it's still viable so long as you can get things directly on your computer. I mean, you're going to get it on the Xbox directly as well, but on a computer you could do so many things. I mean, like
whole games like Call of Duty 4 digitally.
I mean, like, yeah, just in essence, I think once they make open-ended games, it would be much easier to manipulate the programming on computer.
When you say open-ended, what do you mean exactly?
Open-ended means that developers are going to make games that are, open for people to interpret, to change, to make their own variations.
Oh, you mean open source?
Yeah, Little Big World.
Little Big Planet.
Call it? Little Big Planet, sorry. Little Big Planet. Let's see. Like sort of Diablo back, Diablo 2 back in the days where I used to make my own maps.
Moddable games.
Yeah.
Like Unreal. Yeah, Unreal has been a big proponent of that.
Exactly. Half-Life. Any games that you could make maps to and people
Gears of
can
War.
Enjoy your version of that game and stuff. I think it'll be very big on a PC as opposed to console because I think it'll be clumsy on console. You know, that's just my take.
Right. I think I'd like to pose this before I move on.
Sure.
Specifically to Al. Because you're a very big proponent of WoW. People have said that PC gaming is not dying. Just look at WoW. Mm-hmm. What about the possible contention that PC gaming is dying? Look at WoW. That's all that people are playing.
Mm-hmm.
All the MMOs that are trying to start up, they don't have a chance because WoW's basically monopolized everyone's time. Look at The Sims. The Sims is monopolizing everyone's time. No one wants to play anything else but The Sims. I'm not saying that I actually believe this or don't believe this. I'm just posing the question out there. What would you say to that? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
I'd say they have a point because if you spend 16 hours of your life every day, if you didn't have any other thing to do that was important, like say if you were a teenager and, you know, you come home from school, first thing you do is you play WoW, and last thing you do is go to sleep. there's really not much room for anything else. Even if you're interested in, you know, like, for example, Red Alert 3 is coming out for Command & Conquer. StarCraft 2 is coming out. Mm-hmm. Now, these are games that I have to set aside time for and play less WoW for. So it's kind of like, you know, World of Warcraft is this big variable that takes up 100% of your time. And in order to fit other things in, you have to manage World of Warcraft and cut that down as opposed to fitting other games in where, you know, if you had, say, something that didn't take up 100% of your time, you could just say, okay, well, during this time where I'm not really playing anything, I'll play this new game. Mm-hmm. The reason why it's like that is because it's the type of world that you're in and the type of activities that you're doing require big blocks of time sometimes.
Right, right. Now, and do you think this is in any way good for the industry, good for the business? You know, like, is this because they're making so much money for this industry, but at the same time, they're also taking it away from those who, you know, those who can't reach that level of success. Now, before I go on, or before you answer this, I want to say out to people out there that I don't think that regulation will be the solution. I don't think that it should be regulated. They made a good product. They deserve the accolade they're getting. So before anyone tries to go all communist on me, no, it should not be shared or regulated or whatnot.
Well, I'll say this. It's inevitable. There will be something that is better.
World of Warcraft 2.
Well, I don't know. I know that Blizzard is working on a top secret MMO right now, and they're hiring people for it. But it may not even come from Blizzard.
StarCraft.
I mean, people were talking about Vanguard, which sucks. And they were, this is going to be the WoW killer, and I'm canceling my account now, getting ready for this.
Hellgate.
Hellgate, no. It's a completely different type of game. Nobody thought about Hellgate. And then it came out with bugs, and everybody was like, I'd rather play WoW.
I know, but that was the thing.
But Vanguard was one of those games that I used to read on the forums. Everybody was like, you know, this game sucks now, and I'm just going to wait for Vanguard. And then it was Warhammer 40K, which hasn't come out yet. And they're like, we're waiting for Warhammer Online. It's going to be, everybody's going to be transferring their accounts. And, you know, Blizzard's going to lose all that money, and they're not going to be around anymore. Ha, 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 ha. Fanboyism. And I bet when Warhammer comes out, it's either going to be on par, or it's going to fail just like the rest of them. And most of the games fail.
Whether or not it deserves to, because that's the way the business works.
Maybe. But it would always deserve to whatever it gets, because games that are good succeed in their own measure, and games that are bad, they simply fail. Like Archlord, which came out, they charged people to play it.
What I meant was that, like, a good game, a game that's good doesn't deserve to fail, but it still might because people are too attached to WoW. And that does happen. That will happen.
I know.
That has happened.
The thing is, with MMOs, the quality is really, really easy to spot. If something is, like, for example, in terms of my own MMO history, I started out playing Final Fantasy and City of Heroes. And I stopped playing Final Fantasy partially because of Warcraft, but partially because that game was just too sapping of me to enjoy it when I got to a particular level. And then when you get to City of Heroes got boring.
Don't forget the level down aspect of the game.
That's
why I stopped playing.
Yeah, when you die, you lose 10% of your experience. And if you just gained a level and you die, you go down
you
a level.
You just lost that shit.
And then if you, say, got a whole bunch of equipment that was for that level, you die naked.
Well, I should clarify and specify that, like, a part of the reason is that there are many reasons why you wouldn't jump from WoW to another game that's either as good or better, and that's stuff like the community and your vested interest in your character, right? Like,
maybe. I left a level 49 character in Final Fantasy, and that is not an easy feat at all.
Well, when I say you, I mean people in general. I mean, like, many people would not be inclined to leave something that they've had such a vested interest in if the other game is even a little bit better. or just as good. What I'm saying is quality doesn't always work out.
Well, it will if the quality is that good. That's what I'm saying. Like, there are a lot of people who will drop their level 70 characters that they've farmed all kinds of epics with and spent so much time with for another game if it happens to be either flavor of the month.
Tell that to Tim Schafer.
Well, here's the thing. I came to your house one time, Al, and I played World of Warcraft, right? And I think what I was talking just now is right, because I came to your house to play World of Warcraft, and it was a way better game than City of Heroes. Way better. In every way, even the colors was better looking. And I came home, and I sat down, and you gave me the WoW trial, and I fucking still play City of Heroes. Because I had vested, time, and I had like a lot of interest in this shitty character that I had, and I just don't want to give him up to make a good character in a good game.
So you could,
and
I'm still playing with that shitty character. Penis Dingle Asswipe.
But then there's also features of City Heroes that put City Heroes at a much higher pedestal than any other game that's out there so far, and that's the customization.
What, playing with 13-year-olds?
No, the customization. the fact that you can spend 3 hours on a character.
The penis mightier.
The point that I'm trying to make, though, is that saying that quality, like, and I can't speak authoritatively on this because, of course, you are the MMO guy, so, like, I'll defer to you on that. But in general, quality doesn't dictate success, and we've seen many examples of that in any medium. That's my contention with that statement, is it doesn't, and it won't, and, like, things are going to – this is what I'm saying about – this is why I brought it up with WoW versus not only other MMOs, but PC gaming in general, is that, when you're so attached to something, it becomes hard to even look at a game that might be a more enjoyable experience because you're so vested in it. I'm not saying that, I'm not saying, oh, it's so bad, because, like, they made a great product. That's fine. But that's why I brought it up, because I feel like for some people might see that as a danger. And just to close that off is what I was saying is that, like, I don't think that quality necessarily, if this is actually a problem that WoW is causing, quality is not going to solve it.
Okay. I don't know how I can explain this best, but maybe it's not quality on a person by person basis. It can be quality on an organizational basis. If, say, a leader of a guild decides that Warhammer, when it comes out, is going to be the game to play, he convinces everybody, this is just through, interpersonal skills, that Warhammer is going to be the game to play. Maybe based on the quality of that game to that person, everyone can jump ship. And that can cause chain reactions because it's all, community-based game. If communities leave, other people follow.
I'm sorry, I'm not to interject. You know what, though? It's the resume radiance. That's what we call the name radiance of the name Warcraft anyway. Because you remember how stupid I was when I was like, what is this, Warcraft 4? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the name. You go by the other games. I mean, if you put out You Got Served MMO, people will probably play it.
Damn it.
Because of the name.
Play anything.
Tony likes that one.
I mean, people will play because, like, You Got Served. Wasn't that a really shitty movie? I want to see what this game is like. So, the other games that's putting the MMOs are putting the names out, they're no-name people. Like, Fly for Fun, or the hundreds of Korean ones that came out, they don't have any name. You put out World of Warcraft, these people will play it. You put out, like, something like, say StarCraft made one. Mm-hmm. A World of StarCraft. People will play that, too.
People are going to jump on that, like, they're gonna just jump on it like people jump on things.
WoW's gonna hold it down.
Jesus. I don't know. I don't know what world you're living in. I don't.
WoW is gonna hold it down until someone comes out with a name like Grand Theft Auto Online, something like that.
Yeah.
Then people will jump.
But then, if it turns out to be a really bad game, then you're just gonna jump right back to City Heroes.
Right.
Yeah.
I think, of course. Yeah.
I think what you—that's a very good point that you brought up. That like it. If the right person deems it at a higher quality, then it will cause a shift, So, but I just kind of what I continue to have trouble with, and I guess what I'll always have trouble with is the fact that not everybody's going to recognize that. Not like the guild leaders that you might hope would recognize that. Say, for example, Vanguard would be a good game if it were. Sometimes maybe they won't recognize that. Maybe guild leaders are themselves as prone as everyone else to being so vested in something. So I don't know. I mean, but that's a very good point, though. Like, if they recognize it.
Mm-hmm. I got a correction.
An erection?
No, correction.
I honestly thought he said too.
Shut up. I said open-ended, and I believe I wanted to say open source.
Yes, yeah. That's what Al said.
Yeah, okay. I didn't hear him. Sorry.
Listen more.
It probably sounded like orse or something.
I hope not.
Something like that.
But so to close off, your evaluation of this, problem or not? I don't think it's a problem necessarily. I just think it's interesting to talk about.
Yeah, I think
step it up online. Sorry. step it up online in the chat window.
Honestly, I don't think it's a problem because there are a lot of other games that are quality that are succeeding.
That are succeeding. Okay, that's good.
Wow, like Call of Duty 4 is succeeding, and then you have Half-Life, Orange Box was succeeding, BioShock succeeded. You know, these games succeed regardless of how many millions or tens of millions at this point World of Warcraft has. You know, there's still going to be time for people to play games that are not massively multiplayer.
And should other MMO makers even try?
They should try really hard. I mean, it's almost to the point of, like, Itagaki's, we're going to make other developers cry. it's like you really got to try hard or else you're going to cry and make your game free and still have 8 people playing.
Right. Well, that actually made for a pretty good topic. We still do have a couple of news things to go, but I think we'll skip most of them. I just want to talk about 2 things. One, the Northern Illinois University shooting, you know, a certain attorney's going at it again. Someone kicked that off. I'm going to find the MPD numbers while you guys talk about that.
All right. I'll talk about that. I think this was on Friday or Thursday. No, this was on Friday. Like a 27, 28-year-old man came into a lecture hall and just started shooting people in Northern Illinois University. No warning, no words, no nothing. He just came in and started blam, blam. And like 6 or 7 people died, according to what I read Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if they caught the guy or if he killed himself.
No, he killed himself.
He did kill himself, okay.
Yeah.
And he wasn't a student. He was a graduate, I believe, of the university. And, you know, everybody's trying to put the pieces together, figure mm-hmm. things out. And old Jackie boy, JT himself, he's at it again trying to blame this on video games. And he doesn't even hesitate. He just goes right into exercising on violence simulators like Counter-Strike Half-Life, which is not even a valid name. And, you know, and then he talks about just really stupidness about wearing black. The killer wore black like the hero, quote-unquote, of these games, and it's like everybody fucking wears black.
This is from Kotaku's Mike Fahey. This is what we're reading off here. What Al's mm-hmm. talking about, this is what it is. He explains that Counter-Strike Half-Life was that show the perpetrator of the Virginia blah, 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 trained on, suggesting the behavior of the NIU shooter had the same sort of training. He also cites the shooter attire. All black was also similar to what the hero in Counter-Strike wears. Anybody who's played Counter-Strike, raise your hand if you know the hero's name.
My hand is down.
He certainly wouldn't have gotten the idea to wear black from anywhere else, wouldn't he? there's another stupid thing that he said.
He lost his train of thought.
Oh, yeah.
And then decided to talk about his book because he was like, and then you know, I completely lost my train of thought, but I'm working on a book that's talking about games and violent, I mean, kids and violent whore. Games.
Here's the key at the bottom.
Yeah, sorry.
So far, what we know of Kazmierczak, and I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but so far what we know of him counteracts the profile of previous school shooters. He was a well-adjusted, well-liked student who received honors in classes and was in the chess club. Holy shit, Bobby Fischer's an assassin because he played chess. Rest in peace, Bobby.
And he was great.
Well, there you go. There you go. Chess.
Chess. King don't me. Play. Don't I teach mean... your kids chess. Because you Checkmate. Will shoot up Northern Illinois Northern Illinois classrooms because you play chess. What the fuck? You could. I swear to God, I hope someone goes on YouTube and makes a video.
Can I rebut?
Yeah, or like okay. do it in the same Jack Thompson style and just be like, "This kid was playing chess. It's a war simulator, and it promotes you know, women being superior because they can move in all directions. That's not how the church wants it. What were you going to say, Tony?
And I'm going to send you some links. One is from the original Kotaku. And that's where you got the...
yes, ma'am.
The listing from. One sec. And the other one is from YouTube. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because old Jackie Boy is a one-trick pony. And I'm going to explain. He starts off on these two items, and I'm not sure if he starts off on every speech that he does. He starts off with talking about this man from Germany called Steinhauser.
Steinhauser!
Steinhauser, who, like, shot up, like, all these people and stuff like that, and he relates it to games. Now, if you notice on both interviews, it takes over a minute to get to the same point. In Kotaku's case, 1 minute. In YouTube's case, 1 minute, 13 seconds.
And he's saying the same thing, pretty much.
Same fucking thing all the fucking time, okay?
It's like he wrote it on his hand.
like he rehearsed this, and whenever he goes to talk about video games, this is his, I guess, his introduction, okay? And I find
that kind
of...
He brushes his teeth to this shit.
Yeah, exactly. I find this kind of sickening, okay? This only denotes how bad of a lawyer he is. Could you imagine starting off every fucking criminal case with, "Your Honor, my client is innocent because he's innocent." Next case, "Your Honor, Your Honor,
Colin Wentz,
my
Sam
client
Waterston.
Is innocent because he's innocent." Next case, "Your Honor."
And then I burst.
And then I burst.
My client is innocent because I'm guilty. Oh, wait, let me change that. What the fuck?
Well, he's changing up at least.
This guy is so fucking, so stupid. His speeches are rehearsed. He has a history of repeating. So, I mean, like, he's so ineffectively
redundant. And then losing
his
train of thought and then going
funny,
to his book.
Okay. What he's famous for is spewing yesterday's garbage for today's emergency cause, and there's no emergency. I mean, that's what it comes down
to.
Yes, there
is.
No emergency.
Don't play chess. Oh my God, no. It's chess.
And you know what it all comes down to, he's just a fucking, you know, in the old terms, he's a mudslinger. That's all he fucking is, and I think this, you know, solidifies that position of him. Okay,
right.
Let's see, will video games raise our intellect, you know, possibly. I don't know. I mean, will it raise our responses to, you know, brain fucking stimuli? I mean, yeah, but will it, like, cause us to kill people? I don't think so. You know, this guy's a sensationalist. That's all, you know, that's all he is, and I'm just so fucking sick of it. You know, just look at these two things. If you want to send it out, that's fine.
Okay,
but,
the Kotaku article is kotaku.com/357294/... What is this? Is this the one that we were just reading from?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on the... The tags are Behind the Lies, Clips, Idiot, Jack Thompson, NIU Shooting, Original, Raving Asshole. So those are the tags you can look up on Kotaku. And the YouTube video is what search term did you type in to get that video?
What, the YouTube?
Yeah.
I think it's right there. I just searched anything Jack Thompson, and I think he starts off his speeches the same way.
You know what? Let me open the video page and read the headline, because this is cryptic. Not gonna really read this out to readers, because that me reading out SD0 to the readers is gonna really work too well.
You know, if he's this fucking monotone about everything, like so rehearsed, you could imagine.
Oh, this is a Chris Matthews thing.
Uh huh.
I remember that. So yeah,
you could
Chris
imagine
Matthews
how
versus
his
Jack
wife
Thompson,
is.
Same thing.
I mean, serious. His wife must be bored. He's like, okay, honey, I'm coming in.
Same thing.
Is out. I'm gonna lay on bed. I want you to come on top.
Well, he's certainly not going to discourage anybody buying this shit, because the MPDs came in. We're gonna go really quick. January saw a huge drop off in everything, but that's to be expected because holidays are over. Wii won again, but not by very much. PS3 is catching way up. PS3 actually beat the 360 in sales for the month. Wii sold 274,000. PS3 sold 269,000.
Yay.
Coming in third is the PS2
Yay.
With 264,000. And then rounding out the bottom three are the 360 with 230, PSP with 230 and DS with 251. I kind of did that out of order. But okay, so there are holiday sales. Fanboys, make a ruckus while we talk about the software. Call of Duty is still the number one selling game for January on the Xbox 360, followed by We Play again.
Nice.
What the fuck?
Jesus We Play.
Christ.
Oh, We Play. He's such a front runner.
And then the 3, 4, and 5 spots are taken by Guitar Hero 3 on Wii, Rock Band on 360, and Guitar Hero 3 on 360. So at least Rock Band is getting some exposure. Mario Galaxy takes up the number 6 slot. Burnout Paradise, number 7, even though it should have beaten Wii Play.
Definitely.
And yeah, Wii Play. Go away, please. Assassin's Creed is not on the January list. Wow. I guess everybody bought it for Christmas.
Yeah.
But let's get off this news horse. We're at the bag of shit. Do a really quick one for our special guest here. What does Geralt say?
As far as what?
I don't know. What do you say about Geralt? What is your bag of shit, first of all?
Man, listen. I played this game. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's called The Witcher. All right?
Yeah,
now, it's a verb.
I actually paid for this game. All right?
Wow.
And I gotta say, being that I actually paid for this game, I'm really upset. The reviews make it seem like the fantasy of fantasies, you know, like dashing young hero comes and saves everyone with flowing white hair and everything. But the truth is, like, this is like shit straight from a dog's ass. I'm serious.
Whoa.
This game is
that's fresh.
Like, it's like if you come home and put garbage in a microwave for like 40 hours. It's really, really, really bad. Like, I come on in the game, and you turn the game on, you see an intro, and the intro is the most interesting yet the most weirdest part of the damn game. All right? Now, stay with me. Let me give you the intro, okay? Guy has a guy sitting in a room, and he looks out of a window. Then he drinks a potion. Then he jumps out of a window for no sense. Then he starts beating up a man beast. Then he lays down and takes a nap during the fight. Yes. During the fight, he lays down and takes a nap.
That's what he did. The Witcher. I need to see this for myself.
Yeah, you really do. Go to any YouTube and put in a Witcher intro, and I swear you all understand what I mean. All right? Like, this guy, he looks like a chemical dependency version of Sephiroth. Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Seriously. If Sephiroth just fell, like, down from a mountaintop, had no money, and it's one to get high, that's what Geralt looks like, all right? He travels the countryside smacking people with his sword for smack money. It's the truth. He doesn't really do anything in the game. The loading time is ridiculous. I mean, it's like you fear when someone says, go to the next town, because you know what that means. That means I have to sit here for 4 hours and wait for some village to load. Only for the guy not to be there, because while the loading is going, the time is still going in real time. So it could be daytime. It could be daytime when you go into somewhere, and by the time you get there, it's nighttime. This has happened to me numerous times. And then out of nowhere, somebody would jump over a roof and attack me because for some reason, everyone hates the crackheads with the white hair. And the fighting system is ridiculous. It's like, All right. To say that the fighting system is just really bad is like saying dipping my face in acid hurts a little bit. Oh, let's not start with the potions.
Oh, like, he's doing something. He's turning veiny and shit.
He's turning veiny. See, he drinks some stuff. Now, you know how many games we play, people drink potions? I mean, if you play Diablo, you go through potions like water.
I hate Diablo.
Right?
Yeah.
But they're not actually like part of the damn game. This guy, like, he drinks potions to stay alive. I've never seen that. But the stuff that, you know, comes into this is ridiculous. It's like you got bat wings, pond scum, and leper skin. And somehow that makes you see in the dark. You know what I mean?
And then the fighting system
is like click here, stop. Click, click, stop. Stop,
like
click,
Diablo.
Die. That's it.
Sounds a lot like Diablo.
Yeah, but see, it's
Which
like
is
a
what
zoomed,
I dislike.
It's like a zoomed in version of Diablo or a zoomed out version of Oblivion. That's it, basically what the game is. It's horrible. It's horrible. And the music is like is good only because you'll hear it a lot.
Stop me jumping out the window. He's doing it.
It's good.
Jump out the window.
Hear it a lot.
He jumps out of a window. Yeah.
And he picked up a rock.
Unfortunately, guys.
Looks like he's going to eat the rock. Oh, he's not.
You guys are watching the best part of the game. Wow. But it's also the worst part of the game.
I'm just confused. He threw the rock at the dude. At the thing.
Yeah, he threw a rock at, yeah, at the thing.
At the thing from Gears of War.
Yeah. But you know what? He reminds me of Captain Kirk. Because he... No. He will bang anything.
Conquest you, woman.
This dude will... You see the beast he's fighting? Yeah, he's going to bang it. He bangs anything. He'll bang anything else.
What
he
the
takes
fuck?
Pictures. He takes these scantily bad pictures of women, right? After he bangs them out.
Get out.
I think so that way he can blackmail them for smack money. I'm serious.
Smack money.
Because you walk to a chick and you go, hey... And the dialogue is horrible. Hey, stranger, what do you want to do? I want to get
my
down
cell phone
and dirty.
Sounds.
Then you take him into a room, and then you bang him out, and you take a picture of him, and then you run the countryside.
And you get an achievement card.
Yeah, achievement card without Xbox system. There you go.
What about the STD game... card?
The STD card.
The STD card.
I'm serious.
Card.
And the loading screen is ridiculous. I mean, I could actually go out and go outside and actually get a hooker and do the same thing to her and take a picture with a card and the time it takes to load something. You know what I mean?
Play the game and get crabs.
I've actually gone through like 4 or 5 Guitar Hero songs waiting for one town to load.
Wow.
And I have a damn good system. I have a really good system. And I mean, I can run Bioshock on super settings, but I can't run Gerald going through a town to town.
Well, that makes his libido last longer.
Yeah, Rob.
Yeah,
it's not your fault.
Can't hear you,
Rob. It's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
Rob.
Don't do this to me, man.
It's not your fault.
Don't do this to me, man. This is my fault because I could have downloaded it. You know what I mean?
You shouldn't, because PC gaming is dying.
Oh yeah, and this is the reason why. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. So basically, in a nutshell,
wants to be a MySpace trend.
You play as a white haired porn king who travels around drinking booze. There you go.
Drinking booze. Is anybody
else do not buy The Witcher.
Is anybody else have a bag of shit, or should we move on to the mailbag?
Unless, of course. You have a girlfriend who constantly complains about you playing video games because all you have to do is play for a bit, then go to a new town, and then you can go out on a date and come back and still be loading. So it's fine.
Romantic.
Romantic game.
Love.
The game that actually helps relationships.
In the winter.
I have a feeling if I played that game, it'd be like The Ring. As soon as I watch it, my head just like deforms.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, my God. My bag of shit, very quickly. CNC Music Factory on Sega CD.
Oh my god.
Which came with the Sega CD.
Oh man.
Enough said. I mean, like, Sewer Shark came with the Sega CD too.
Sewer Shark was awesome!
I like
so
it.
So say you.
But look, CNC was... Okay, first of all, it was garbage because the video sucked. Second of all,
cock
it was garbage
cock.
Because you had to piece together video, you know, like all these little clips to make a video. Third of all, it sucked because it was CNC Music Factory. That's it. That's why it's a bag of shit. Goodbye.
Before we move on to the mail bag, I'd like to point out this one thing that I forgot to do in the news. Samurai Showdown Sen. Footage is on 1UP.com. Looks really good. I want more Samurai Showdown. Okay, moving on.
Yay.
We are at the bag of mails. We're going to catch up from last week. This first email from Shadow Eagle. Been a long time PC gamer myself. I'm wondering what you guys think the state of PC gaming is.
And answered
I think
answered
we,
that,
yeah,
actually.
We
wow,
answered
what
that.
A good, that was a well-timed question. Mm-hmm. Since it's not uncommon nowadays to run someone who saying, "Lol, PC gaming is dead." But His opinion is, personally, while I don't think it's in any danger of dying soon, it could be in a stronger position. It's got a good handful of multi-platform games and a good batch of exclusives, but you've got companies like Ubisoft and Capcom putting PC gaming on the second shelf. Mm-hmm. In other words, not releasing multi-platform games simultaneously with their counterparts. Mm-hmm. Assassin's Creed is the one he mentions, or really shoddy ports. Love the show, keep up the good work. Yeah, that's one thing that I forgot to mention during our whole discussion of that. The porting, unless you're like, you know, doing what BioWare does by adding extra shit in Epic and stuff. Like, right. When you talk about, like, Capcom bringing over Resident Evil, mm-hmm. and what other ports have I been subjected to? Like, it just, the PC games don't look as good because you're up, well, at least from the last generation. Because, for example, Prince of Persia, while it still looked pretty good, like, the guy looks flat and has no hands. Mm. Like, no fingers, okay. I mean, right? Because it's porting it from the model that's used on the GameCube or the PS2 or whatever. Not taking advantage of the power of the PC. So it looks rushed. And then you get, like, Resident Evil. Mm-hmm. You can't even configure... I don't think you can configure your gamepad settings or something like that. Like,
oh,
you need
static.
To... Like, you... No, actually, I think you can configure gamepad settings, but you can't configure it to mouse and keyboard. Which I know people might be like, well, that kind of defeats the purpose of the whole thing. But you know what? It's on the PC, and they did it for the Wiimote, so yeah. If you're going to port it, do it right.
Yeah.
Resident Evil PC edition.
Yeah, and the PC editions of like the other ports that Capcom has done is just...
Yeah, they're like, let's give it
like,
to the
CT. Onimusha 3 and Devil May Cry 3 were kind of crappy, I heard. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Street Fighter was really crappy, too.
Oh, my bag of shit, Street Fighter?
I jump and punch.
Oh, I jump and punch.
Oh, Christ.
I don't want to do that. I jump and punch. You motherfucking...
oh, boy. Here's a long one from Pete.
Oh, Pete
we love
boy.
This.
Hey, guys. Sorry I haven't written in for a while. I've been listening, just haven't had a really good question until now. In a recent episode of Game Slaves Radio, I got into a bit of an argument with Justin... Who I keep on forgetting to name him as a part of the cast, but Justin is a new cast member, so they're up to four.
Ah.
Cool.
About the definition and differences of open world games and sandbox games. I won't get into the details of that argument as I cut out most of it from the episode for a reason, but I did want you guys to give your definition on those two terms, the differences between them, and what games may fall into one or even both categories. So I guess we'll just see what our definitions are. For me, open world game is literally open world. Regardless of, you know, how flexible it is and what you can do, if it's an open world where you can go, that's an open world game to me, whether it's good or bad. That good or quality does not determine a genre. So Grand Theft Auto is an open world mm-hmm. game, period. It doesn't matter, maybe you can't do as many different missions as you'd like to or whatnot. The fact that it is a world that you can, a whole living, breathing world that you can travel in one end to the other, at some point in the game, everything's open to you, it's connected, it's organic, that is an open world. Mm-hmm. And of course, you can't have a truly open world where everything is open and you can go to a faraway mountain right. that's so far away, or you can travel through space in real time to some planet far away. That's simply a technical limitation. I don't think that should be held against the genre classification. If it's a big world that's connected, it's an open world. Sandbox is SimCity. That's it. Sandbox is SimCity. What was that game, Al, with the monsters? Black and White?
Mm-hmm.
Black and White. God games are mostly sandbox games. I hear that Crackdown is sort of a sandbox game because at the end of it, you just...
That was going to be my bag of shit.
Oh, you played it?
I played the demo. And
okay.
That was enough.
Not qualify.
That was enough.
Not qualify.
I'm not going through that whole game.
That's
Fuck
a technical
that.
Foul.
I don't know, man. I heard like it's good outside of the demo, but
question wasn't Crackdown a game from back in the day too? Like wasn't it a game called Crackdown like an NES or something like that?
I don't remember.
I distinctly remember that. I don't know. Okay,
are
all right,
you
thanks.
Talking about
Narcs? You're welcome. But yeah, maybe I heard that at the end game of Crackdown, like you really just kind of are free to fuck around and do whatever. Uh-huh. So maybe that can be a world. I think Grand Theft Auto can evolve into a sandbox game because I heard that you can own property, right? Oblivion and Morrowind, you can also own property too, so those might qualify as both a sandbox and open world. Basically, I define open world as something where the world is open, but it doesn't mean that it's necessarily endless. And sandbox is what's endless.
I thought
because you go into a sandbox to just play and do whatever you want. as a kid. That's what a sandbox is. So a sandbox game is a similar type of thing where you just kind of go in, go with the flow, and do whatever. Right. It doesn't have to end.
I was under the impression that open...
Animal Crossing is right. sandbox, but go ahead.
I was under the impression that open world means it's like no linear... goal. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could go here.
You know
and
what? You're right.
Stuff.
Yeah, I should qualify that too. I think that linearity plays a significant
right.
part in whether or not something is open
would be
world.
Like, you got to go here first, and you got to do no. this thing next, and you...
not necessarily.
Okay.
Because the whole idea behind the conceit behind a sandbox is that you go in with your little pail and your shovel and you just kind of play around in it. You
yeah,
do
but
what,
you're limited
you do
to
whatever.
That. Yeah, that's what I...
Right, but you're making your own fun. You're doing whatever. When you go into SimCity, true, you do have to do some setup.
Yeah.
But, like, once you set up, mm-hmm. which is, like, you know, just the opening part, mm-hmm. you just do whatever
okay.
and try to keep your city alive and you do whatever.
Right,
whereas,
right.
Yeah, like, open world, like, I wouldn't qualify Metroid necessarily as open... I don't
I
know. It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
What about the rest of you guys?
I agree that with everything you said about open world and sandbox games, I just feel like open world games are just not level based.
Okay.
Entire world.
Level one. Level
is
two.
There, possibly without loading, but there can be loading between the areas of the world, but it's not structured in terms of a level progression.
Mm-hmm. Right,
it may be organized in terms of where you can go based on your level if you are playing a level-based game, but the world can still be accessible even if you're not of that particular level.
Okay.
You might die because you're not ready. And sandbox game, I just think, is a game that has no particular goal but for you to just screw around. And the ulterior goal is to succeed.
Maybe.
But how whatever you choose as the
basis for your own
success, right, is yours.
I made a city in SimCity and I got to destroy it, or
right.
I made a city in SimCity and it's thriving.
Exactly. And like with an open world game, I mean, an open world game can, I guess, be a sandbox game, and a sandbox game can be an open world game. They kind of go hand in hand, but
right.
the distinct things is just that an open world is just a type of game talking about its environment, and a sandbox, in my opinion, is talking about
the goals,
the concept of the
I
game.
I see. Okay, now that's a very good distinction there. Lob.
Yeah.
no different answer because there's more to this question.
What
oh
question?
My God! Go back.
The opening question is: What's your definition of open world game versus sandbox game?
Yeah, I'll pass.
Okay, that's okay. We can move on if you want.
No, I mean, it's I think Al kind of covered most of the stuff I would say, so I don't want to repeat stuff, so,
Okay.
Good stuff.
No problem.
Yeah.
And he said he contends that we all need to get Burnout Paradise, except the Jew. Just kidding, Ethan. I hope to hear your nose on the podcast again soon. And we all need to add each other so we can get... Oh, because there are achievements where you play with, like, eight
right,
players.
Right.
They make the online... portion pretty fun considering the only other thing to do online at the moment is race. Anyway, get the game, add us all. Okay. Oh, this is a tangent regarding me and Tony's hippopotamus discussion. I think Austin is confusing farmers with Amish people. Farmers can have electricity. I know, I'm being stupid. Of course they can have electricity, otherwise they couldn't farm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not necessarily true, but it is. It's true in my head. No, I'm not a farmer. I just live in an area where there are a bunch of farmers. Okay, so that's his long-ass question that I've kind of whittled down to a crisp. CJ Hope 33 says, first, to start off, I feel like a damn idiot for messing up like that 2 weeks ago on my last message I sent. I spent almost 10 minutes spell-checking that damn thing. But anyway, that's in the past, now on to bigger things. I recently just bought a new computer with a nice-ass 20-inch LCD monitor. The computer runs great, and the monitor is blinding me, but in a good way. But then I came upon one problem. I bought Guild Wars with it, and playing it is like watching a slideshow. And I know it's the crappy integrated... Oh.
Mm-hmm. Because that's got some crazy-ass 3D.
I know it's the crappy integrated graphics, and it sucks. So that leads me to two questions. One, why does it seem like integrated graphics suck ass? Because they do.
Because they're integrated.
Yeah,
they're not dedicated.
Integrated graphics just suck ass, period. That is one of the rules of life. Integrated graphics suck ass. Two, when are they going to get better? The second rule of life is that they're never going to get better. So you will never, ever, ever have a worthwhile time gaming to your desires with something like Guild Wars. Or
wait, I got a good one. Let's think about integrated graphics versus the quality of the good games in terms of Dragon Ball Z power levels.
Oh, Jesus. Now, out of my range, go ahead.
Integrated graphics are like a Dragon Ball Z power level of 2 million.
Jesus.
But the power of our games now, like Guild Wars, is not even, it's not on anywhere on the level of Crysis.
So you're talking about Frieza and Cell.
I was just bringing out numbers.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to take characters, integrated graphics is like...
Frieza.
Not even Frieza. Like, fucking Recoom. And Guild Wars is like Cell. Crisis
I have no
is
idea
like
what that means,
Little Boo.
What the fuck is a Recoom?
Stay out of the loop.
That sounds like a sexual treat.
No.
A sexual treat.
Yeah, well, actually,
come on, baby, let me give
sexual,
you a Recoom.
He has a Recoom boom, so.
have any of you ever played Guild Wars?
No.
Yeah, because I got to say, I'm reading this, and it says, I just recently bought a computer with a nice-ass 2080 monitor. That should stop right there. Guild Wars should not be part of that. Like, I think that's the problem, is he bought a new computer, and Guild Wars is an old computer game.
Uh-huh.
Guild Wars is the only game that I bought for free that I still wouldn't play.
How do you buy something
He can have
for
my
free?
Account if he
no,
wants
No, I think
it.
I have
wait,
your
wait,
account,
wait, hold on. How do you buy something for free?
Well, basically, you go to a store, and you buy it, and then you return it the next day.
Once again,
and
once again,
has,
and
once
you,
again. Try game
wait, 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 that's part one. Part two is you forget to unactivate your account. So, yeah. Sorry. My name is Alfred, by the way. My name is Alfred. Don't come down. So,
try games does not condone illegal piracy or downloading of video games. Buy games. Support the industry. Yeah. Don't be like the jackass.
Yeah. Support the industry, yes. And then I burst.
Oh, that's but, funny.
Sorry.
Okay, so go on with your stupid Dragon Ball testicle power levels. And
I was
what
finished.
Okay.
Basically, as a quick description for Austin, Recoom, think about it like this.
Relate it in terms of something else that I can identify with,
I'm
like
going
Chinese
to
food, maybe.
Time. I'm going to relate it in terms of time. You know, everybody understands time.
We do?
Recoom came out near the beginning. Okay?
Actually,
now,
season.
As time goes on, people get stronger.
You should have started with Raditz.
Listen, I'm not going back that far.
Did you just say shh?
Yeah, I said shh. So Austin.
Ow.
This is going nowhere.
Let's think about power level as a function of time. As time goes further,
or maybe
power
a Guitar
gets
Hero
bigger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like as Guitar Hero, the farther you get down the set list, the harder it gets.
Right.
In some games.
It gets to Captain Ginyu.
So his computer is like set list 2.
Uh-huh.
And Guild Wars is like set list 5.
On Guitar Hero
3. Yes, and Crisis is like Rain and Blood. Or even worse, the battle with Lou on Expert.
Crisis is fucking Fire and Flames.
Yes, even better. Crisis is Fire and Flames on Expert.
Right, it ends up with Broly.
Broly.
Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Inside
Broly,
jokes.
I do know.
Inside
Broly,
jokes.
I do know. But, yeah. No, Broly, I do know. But yes, to answer the question, why does it seem like integrated graphics suck ass and when are they going to get better? Just because they do and it never. You're going to have to go
Can't
out and
up.
Buy a discrete video card. So that's what he actually goes on to say. Oh, also, can one of you guys help me buy a graphic card for this damn thing because I have no idea where to start?
GeForce 8800 GT.
Jesus.
Don't destroy that person's computer.
$250 or something like that. It'll set you for a while.
It could.
It'll even play Crysis.
I'm a computer.
So, CJ Hope, what I would advise, first of all, is understand what type of graphics slot you have in your machine. Because if I know you bought a new one, but there's some morons out there still making the older type of slot that uses the older graphics card. So we're going to have to find that out first. And then you got to tell me how much money you're willing to spend. And then how much money you're willing to spend for our services in advising you. That's key.
Owned.
Rob gets a special... No. But yeah, send...
Problem is, when you get a...
Send a message to us on GameSpot or something, and we'll, you know, we'll let you know. We'll help you out there. There's one message from Raul Davis. Hello, I am tired tonight. I am nice girl that would like to chat with you. Email me at thehealcareinfo only, comma, because I am using my friend's email to write this, period. To see my pics, end of email.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, isn't Raul a dude's name?
Yeah.
No, did this guy
take a class on how to tranny? Because, I mean, Raul is a guy's name, and he is a nice girl that wants to chat with you.
No, but it's Linnea at Healthcare Info.
Yeah, but the message came from Raul Davis.
Healthcare.
Oh, because she's using Raul's email to write this. Because she's
to see her pics. Dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. Actually, there's not even a dot, dot, dot. Okay, that's it for the spam report.
To see my pics.
To see my pics. Thank you, Raul, for that insightful elephant mail.
That was excellent.
Oh, look at this. Right on the dot, someone caught us before we ended.
Are you serious? You couldn't be.
Oh, this is from one of our new listeners, Lee at GameSpot. He is also the guy who's in charge of game rankings. Everyone say hello to Lee. He asks...
Hello, Lee.
And apparently Wikipedia thinks he's biased because there's some Final Fantasy game or some other game that didn't get a high game ranking score. Because, you know, he determines all the scores.
Okay.
Mr. Troupon, why do you have what appears to be a sticker that says Van Halen, only misspelled, on your genitals, on your profile for track games? Okay, the story behind it goes is that I was working, and I still am actually, in Illinois. I travel there every week from Monday to Thursday, and then I fly back to New York. In my stint over there in 2005, I stayed over one weekend to hang out with a friend who was living there at the time. He now lives back in Jersey. We flew up some friends from high school to hang out at his place. We went around town, and then he booked tickets to this comedy show. And the first thing they did when we walked into the comedy show was fill out a Hello, My Name Is sticker with something random. And I got Van Halen for no apparent reason. So,
nice.
And I figured, I don't know what the hell this is for, so why don't I stick this on my balls? And so I stuck it on my balls. So I was walking around the comedy place with Van Halen on my nuts, and that's the only reason why they're there. They never actually called out Van Halen. I think they were doing an improv gig where they would call out the names randomly and do stuff to the people, but they never called me out, so.
And Helen, eruption!
Tony, from the podcast 2 weeks ago, I am actually someone that played Faxanadu. During that era of the NES, I was dying for anything RPG or even with RPG elements. Uh-huh. They weren't coming out at the rate they do today, so you can say I pretty much tried everything there was to try. There's one other thing I wanted to mention, but since I never sent this email last week, I should have, and I can't remember now. Of course, I will after I sent this. Isn't that the way life works? That's okay, because I think you sent it to me in a private message. So we will see what Lee's message says. Oh, okay, so here's what he wanted to say. Longer, because we were reading reviews from the podcast on iTunes. He says, longer is better. Personally, I find it makes the workday go by quicker, so for me, there's no clue why someone would want to hear something shorter. So, okay. So we got some people who like shorter, some people like longer. There you go. So since Al has to go laundry, just to quickly housekeep, what's it called? Oh, yeah. Game Slaves Radio. Go on iTunes. Game Slaves Radio. Game Slaves Radio. GameSlaves.net. Game Slaves Radio. They have a podcast. Go listen to it. And then there's a Martian Man podcast who promised he was going to keep on updating. He's still at 19. I don't see an update.
Yeah, we're calling you out, Marshy.
Marshman50 at GameSpot. So you can find his shit there. And that's about it. Keep your eyes on the site. Maybe an alien will land somewhere, somehow. Or maybe not. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. And so, for Alfred.
Yo, I'm out of here. Gotta go to work.
For Tony. Whoa!
Wow.
Noise.
Even my girl. What you said, help?
What the?
For Lob.
Noise.
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 I have been your host, Mr. Troupon, and we're out of here.
Recoom.
I have no idea what that means, by the way. What the fuck is a recoom? That sounds like a sexual treat.
A sexual treat? Come on, baby, let me give you a recoom.